United States President Barack Obama's administration announced yesterday it will no longer defend the Defense of Marriage Act, a 15-year-old U.S. law signed by President Bill Clinton that defined marriage as between a man and a woman. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a statement saying the decision represents an abdication of the responsibility of the executive branch to carry out its constitutional obligation to ensure that the laws of the United States are faithfully executed. It also said it was a grave affront to the millions of Americans who both reject unjust discrimination and affirm the value of marriage as between one man and one woman. Father Robert Gall is an associate professor of ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross. He says the vast majority of the people of the United States want marriage to be defined as between a man and a woman.
My first reaction is that this is a sad affront both to natural law, the political will of the people of the United States, the in-force law passed by the U.S. Congress, and also to religious freedom, because it has implications which could eventually deny the very right for people to actually get married. And marriage is a union between one man and one woman for the sake of raising a family.
Let's touch on this. The U.S. bishops also came out with a statement saying that, to quote it, any suggestions by the government that such a judgment of the goodness of a marriage between man and a woman represents discrimination is a serious threat to religious liberty of the marriage supporters nationwide. How exactly is this decision a threat to religious liberty?
Right. The marriage has been considered for centuries both a natural institution and an institution which is sanctioned and celebrated through a sacrament, the sacrament of marriage, which is a holy institution in the church. Other religions also consider marriage to be something sacred and something of religious import. Currently, and this has always been the case, and as a sacrament, it's founded by Jesus Christ, so the church celebrates marriages. And marriage is between a man and a woman. The Obama administration has now taken the position that such a claim, that is, that marriage is an institution between a man and a woman, is contrary to the Constitution of the United States, and therefore they will no longer defend the law of the United States passed by the U.S. Congress, which allows precisely for recognizing marriage as this institution between a man and a woman. The implication, of course, is that the Obama administration's current posture could end up denying the freedom that the church enjoys to celebrate marriage. So it may become an outlaw program, celebration of a sacramental marriage in a Catholic church.
A lot of people would say, for example, if you read media accounts, that this is just the winds of change, that this is just the way the world is moving. Is this the case in the United States? Are more and more people just thinking that gays should be allowed to get married?
Every time it's been put up for popular vote in the United States, the determination of what the institution of marriage is, that is, every time it's been put up for a vote whether or not marriage should be recognized as between a man and a woman, and not simply between any human being and any other human being, but that they need to be people of opposite sex. Every time this has been put up for a vote, a popular vote, the populace has approved through their vote and through legislation that marriage is in fact between a man and a woman. So although some see this as a trend, those who see that as such a trend that's inevitable are unfortunately and illegitimately comparing sexual difference to racial difference, as though the difference between men and women were similar to having a darker, lighter shade of skin color. But in fact, that makes no sense with respect to biology, the history of jurisprudence, or what is intrinsic to the faith of Christians. I say it's intrinsic to the faith of Christians because the Christian faith is an incarnational faith, whereby God himself became man and was born of a woman. So the difference between man and woman is a component of our faith, and it's a component of hard science, of biology.
As a final question, I mean, this is the law of the land of the United States, this Defense of Marriage Act. What are the implications for people, I mean, that the administration says it's not going to enforce the law? Is there any recourse for the people who try to defend what marriage is?
Actually, specifically, the administration took, through the Attorney General, Eric Holder, they've taken a position which is kind of wanting to to stand on both sides of the river. They've said that they will not defend the law, but that they will enforce it. And it's a way of saying that the administration considers it to be unconstitutional, and therefore they won't defend it in court, but they will continue to exercise executive power in order to apply the law as it stands, while in the meantime expecting that it collapse. The upshot is that all who believe that marriage is a natural institution between a man and a woman and see it as a component of Christian faith need to now advance an amendment to the U.S. Constitution in order to define marriage as between a man and a woman, and also to advance the appointment to the Supreme Court of justices who will interpret the Constitution in a way that will also defend marriage as a natural institution, and thereby won't be adding implications to the Constitution that were never there.